The story today is called The Bogus Confessor. Now, when you or I, when we go to confession, we can be pretty confident that it is the priest who is sitting in the other side of the confessional. But with Padre Pio, this was not always the case, not always so for our saint. At times, there could be an imposter the other side of the confessional, someone who had an interest in making Padre Pio's life pure hell. Perhaps in confession, he could give him some bad advice and mislead him. So do stay tuned to find out more. Welcome, friends, to our channel on Padre Pio. And here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, who was a Capuchin friar, mystic, tremendous miracle worker as well. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession could do for you. Just a reminder that we have a Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio. We bring your intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. If you wish your intentions to be included, then just enroll them, and you can see the video on the end screen how to do that. And we do encourage everyone to help us in this Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video and sharing the video with friends and colleagues. Now, in the story today, Padre Pio was in a monastery at the stage in Venefro. It's a little city or town in Italy. And he just was not feeling at all well. Now, of course, when a person is not feeling well, the best thing to do is to leave them alone in peace to recover. Isn't that correct? Well, it's not so. That wasn't the case for old Redlegs, who was a liar and a thief from the beginning, as scripture says. Now, when Padre Pio joined the Capuchins, his health was bad, inexplicably bad, and he was given exemptions from even having to stay in the monastery, and he was pretty much discharged from his military duty as a result. It was inexplicable. He couldn't hold his food down. Sometimes his temperature soared up so high. There was an instance when the thermometer broke. And so they went and got, I believe it was the bath thermometer, in order to try and record what his temperature was. So unbelievable suffering went with all of this. And so now, when Padre Pio is in this state, when he's really down, feeling badly, then old Redlegs chooses to strike. In that horrendous, weakened state, he doesn't mind playing dirty. Padre Pio tells us this. That when the door opened, in walked his confessor, Father Augustino de San Marco in La Mis. But in fact, he says it was the devil posing as his confessor, taking on the appearance of the confessor. And he came over to Padre Pio and said that he had come here to hear his confession. So that even looks like something good. And Padre Pio looked at him closely. Even in his sickened state, he looked at him closely and saw that, in fact, he did look like Father Augustino. But there was something about him, and Padre Pio was just not completely convinced. So even in the state, Padre Pio's discernment, he's using a very fine discernment to see what's going on here. There was something strange about Father Augustino's face. And moreover, Padre Pio would experience some sort of nausea, a feeling of nausea, whenever the devil was present. And he was experiencing that right now. And so to make sure that indeed it was for the Father Augustino, this is what Padre Pio did. He had a little test. And he said, "Say Jesus Christ is Lord." And the result of that? At that instant, the false Father Augustino yelled out, "No!" And he simply vanished there right in front of Padre Pio's eyes. Strange story, but that was what Redlegs, the tricks he would get up to discourage Padre Pio. And these were the tests that Padre Pio was subject to. The devil, he could lie, and he certainly would lie. He would use every deception possible, taking on the appearance of a priest. Anything went with him. But Padre Pio's test, confirm Jesus Christ forever, or as scripture says, Jesus Christ is Lord, that the devil could not do, and he just disappeared. Do join us next time for another story on the life of Padre Pio. Our stories come out three times a week, on Tuesday, on Thursday, and on Saturday. If you're not receiving notifications of these Padre Pio videos, then do make sure that you are subscribed to our channel. And once you're subscribed, you do have to click that reminder bell. There'll be a little reminder bell there. Just click it and you'll receive notifications for future videos. Do join us next time.